Today we have three very important days. First of all, for us here at this Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima, it is First Saturday, as she requested. And of course, by the graciousness of God and our bishops, on this day, those who come here to pray before this miraculous image of Our Lady, you can obtain a plenary indulgence under the usual conditions of confession, communion, and prayers for the Supreme Pontiff, or future Supreme Pontiff, if there isn't one now, some would argue. And then it is also the vigil of the great solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. That begins everything. It sets the hourglass over and time begins to flow for the gift of our salvation, which we celebrate here in a very special way. And then it is also the feast of one of the greatest fathers and doctors of the Church, Saint Ambrose. Now, nothing is impossible for God. Ambrose, son of Ambrose the Roman, was made governor of Emilia in the era where Milan was and still is. That hasn't changed. And so he went up there. He was a catechumen already, by the way. He wasn't a pagan, not at this point, but he was not baptized. He was a catechumen. And then the bishop of Milan died, who was a heretic, by the way. So, you know, God has his ways. He uses evil people and unfaithful people to bring good people to light. And then the people of the Diocese of Milan, the Archdiocese of Milan, it is one of the largest dioceses in the world even today, they gathered together in the cathedral. The laws were different. It was very early. This is the 4th century. And so canon law and the process for selecting bishops and approving them by the Pope and so forth was not present yet. And so the people would gather together and select someone, and they would present his name, sometimes three names, to the Pope, and he would choose one, and that one would be consecrated. Well, the young Ambrose, he was still a very young man, he came and he heard that this was going on in the cathedral and that there was a turbulence. The people were fighting one with the other. Some wanted an Orthodox bishop. Some wanted an Arian heretic bishop. Some wanted somebody totally new. So there was a fight in the cathedral. That better never happen here. So anyway, Ambrose decided, I'm going to pay a visit to this assembly. So as soon as he came in, he walked in inside the back door, and then a dove alighted over his head, and a little boy in the cathedral shouted out, Ambrose for bishop. And soon everybody joined, Ambrose for bishop. So he was asked, and of course he protested, I'm not even baptized yet. So they said, do you wish to be baptized? Yes. And then he was baptized, and then he was given ordination to the minor orders and the subdiaconate and the diaconate and the priesthood, and then he was consecrated Archbishop of Milan. In the meantime, he spoke many wonderful sermons that you can read, and his masses were not 5 minutes either, so I'm in good company. You know, priests who preach 5 minutes, or I heard on the internet that somebody said 8 minutes and you lose them. People who preach such shorty sermons do that because they don't know what they're talking about. We don't want ignoramuses on the pulpit. We have too much of that. So he preached. Sometimes his sermons were 40 minutes long. So get ready. So Anyway, his sermons, most of them have been saved, his writings. And one of the things that God designed for him was that a young man from Africa came up at the request of his mother, who was St. Monica, and this was Augustine of Hippo. He was not a Catholic either. He was a heretic. A heretic. And so St. Ambrose spoke to him many times at great length, and finally he said, "What is there to keep you from being baptized?" And he said, "I can't think of anything." So St. Ambrose baptized St. Augustine, two of the greatest theologians and doctors of the early church. And of course we have most of his writings and sermons and so forth. So you see that for God nothing is impossible. And he can make a mountain out of a little piece of sand that's on the floor, on the beaches and so forth. Just as he could make through my feeble body these beautiful mountains, which were very painful to do, since this last week I had two falls, not one, and I'm still recuperating. And so God can do anything. And that's what I said to him when I was doing all this. I said, "Oh, this is it. I'm not doing this anymore." And our Lord said, "You do what I say, till I say." I said, "Okay, well, you help me." And he did. And I hope you enjoy what he made me do. In the meantime, the Blessed Mother, whom we honor, whose feast is today, and under the guise of Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception of the Rosary of Fatima, first Saturday, she also was there to guide. And so we give thanks to God for everything. And we give thanks to God for all those who have helped us and will continue to help us. This is the beginning, not the end. Until my body is there in the middle, in my beautiful wooden coffin that's waiting for me at the funeral home. And in the meantime, we will continue to serve God and do His will. And that's what it is all about. Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. And at that moment, the eternal Son of God became, in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Son of Man, the Son of Mary. So wonderful things happen, and faith is necessary. But it is not faith that makes these things happen. It is our acceptance of the faith, our acceptance of the will of God, that makes these things happen. So always be open to the will of God. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.